Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Reed.
I don't understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now and hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think it's gonna change. You don't think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby, but there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should
let it burn.
But you know that it's over.
But I want you, cause the feeling ain't the same. Find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now, my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I knew I made a mistake, now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days, umpteen hours. I'ma be burning till you return. Break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. Cause one side of me telling me that I need to move on. The other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You were just listening to Usher. Yes, we're so glad to be here tonight. It is Wednesday, what we call Wind Down Wednesdays. And tonight we have an awesome group of guests is coming on. We have author and speaker Eddie Connor Jr., as well as Derek Terry. He is an actor. And a little bit about those guys. They, Eddie Connor, he is very inspirational, and he has written 3 books. He is also a cancer survivor. And Derek, he's an actor, a voiceover artist, traveler, and a positive thinker and writer, and doing so much more. And he has a passion for all types of wines, exotics, and art. I can't wait to talk to those guys about everything that they have going on, all the projects. It's going to be exciting. But first, I want to give everybody a little information on the Nikki Rich Show. It is a positive platform that gives everybody opportunity to be heard and displaying their projects, such as music or anything that they're working on. And also, we air Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are always connecting our listeners with music professionals, industry leaders, anybody that can help them or be beneficial to their career or their vision. That's what we do. We make connections here on the Nikki Rich Show. And also, I want to let everybody know we have our official site that we just relaunched for 2012. It is NikkiRichShow.com. And you can go to NikkiRichShow.com and find all the information that you may need, you know, for about the Nikki Rich Show. If you want to be a part of the show, that information is there. If you want to promote, that information is there. So, you know, we got everything there for you at NikkiRichShow.com. That's what it's all about. And I also want to let everybody know you can call. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's MSNIKKIRICH. Yes. And we're going to get right into the show, and we're going to play a little R&B because, like I said, it's Wind Down Wednesdays, and we're going to go to some Kevin Ryder. Mr. Faber, y'all keep it locked.
Kevin Ryder.
B&J.
Yo, so I know I might sound a little bitter on this joint.
Nah, you good.
I don't care. Look. I want to make a talk to Mr. Forever. The one that you told me was so much better than me, than me. But now you're breaking up what I pity, pity. So I want to make a talk to Mr. Forever. The one that you told me was so much better than me, than me. But now you're breaking up what I pity, pity. Talk to Mr. Forever. You and Mr. Forever sitting in a tree. Make you happy, but if you good, I wanna make a talk.
Yeah.
shit hurts instead. You know what I'm saying? Alright, look, I'm sorry. I know Mr. Forever is supposed to be perfect, supposed to be all this stuff. I guess this is my way of saying I told you so. But no love lost, no love found. And if you're feeling frisky, we can get down, you know? Hey, I'm sorry, I'm a little tipsy. Just a little bit
forever.
Music.
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. look up the 403 Mob,
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay, okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. Yes, we're getting it in tonight. It is Wind Down Wednesdays, and we have special guests that is coming through to the Nikki Rich Show. So looking forward to talking to author, speaker, and a cancer survivor, Mr. Eddie Connor Jr., as well as actor Derek Terry. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to talk to those guys. It's going to be very inspirational and motivational. And we're looking forward to that. And I want to let everybody know that we do have Nikki Rich Wear. You can log on to NikkiRichShow.com and get all the info you need about Nikki Rich Wear. Or you can go to NikkiRichWear.Spreadshirt.com and you can go and purchase. Go and purchase you some Nikki Rich Wear. We have different shirts. We know it's cold right now, so we have coats and everything. So go ahead and purchase you some Nikki Rich Wear. Yes. Also, you know, we're going to let everybody know that we've changed our format of our show as well. And it's not the same as 2011. We're expanding. We're growing. We're looking for interns to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. So if you would like to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, please feel free to email NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And we're looking for people to more on the marketing side. So that's our focus right now. And you can just email NikkiRichShow.com. All right. Well, we're going to get into some more music right now. We're going to go ahead and go into Adele, Rolling Deep.
Me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't understand.
good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is 8-something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Goop, white wine, I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
running good. That's not just understood. Is there something you're not showing me? Are you the daughter of Frankie Beverly? It's the way you move, the way you groove. I'm a fan of your best celebrity. She do freaky stuff. Shout it, got me geeked up. Like Labo, I got Pano. Let me show you street love.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This your boy Lil Lazy Bone.
Yeah, and this your boy Spectacular from Pretty Ricky.
And we sending a special shout out to Nicky Rich, you know what I'm saying? From the Nicky Rich Show.
Yeah.
All right. Listening to the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And if you would like to speak to Nicky Rich, you can call in at 323-580-5749, and all you have to do is press that 1, and if you press that 1, that will let me know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest, you know, that's going to be on later on tonight. And also, you can tune in to the Nicky Rich Show Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are having a special week this week because on Saturday, we have Marvin Ambrosia coming through, and it's going to be great, y'all. That is Marsha's Ambrosia's brother, and he will be calling in from the UK. So we looking so forward to this interview. It's going to be awesome. And also on tomorrow, we have pro basketball player Jonathan Jackson coming through. And on Friday, we got Crazy Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony going to be in the building. So it's going to be crazy for the rest of the week. But tonight, we have special guests, Eddie Connor Jr. and Derek Terry in the building tonight. Yes, so y'all got to keep it locked to the hottest radio station on the planet because, you know, we got to have the best here, man. We have the best. And, you know, I'm just so excited about it. But right now, we're going to, you know, keep it going. The show is going great. So we at the top of the hour, so y'all got to keep it locked.
Meg, I'm late.
What you mean you late? You having a baby or something?
No, Nicky Rich Show.
Oh, snap, the Nicky Rich Show? Yo, I got to tune in. I'm sorry, yo. Hold on, call, or whatever. The Nicky Rich Show is about to go down.
You are now tuned in to the hottest show on the planet. On a roll and control like Dan. Nicky Rich on deck, so don't disconnect. From the south to the north, from the east to the west. Nicky take pride in bringing you the best. From all the hot music to all the hot guests. So grab you a seat, kick up your feet. Pay close attention, no time to sleep. 6 days a week, and always on time. Press the number one to be heard on the line. BlogTalkRadio.com/Nicky Rich Show is on the grind. The guests on the show will blow your mind. Some shows just glow, but this one shines. So keep it locked in, don't turn that dial. Ain't no more doubt, so just chill for a while.
The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show.
Nicky Rich Show is on.
The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show.
DJ, producers, writers, with novels, lawyers, actors, shows too hot, yo. Athletes, singers, they're switching in the lotto. Models, the rappers that be popping in bottles.
The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, time for Nicky Rich Show.
The Nicky Rich Show is on.
This is a Make It a Man production, coming straight from the gutter.
Hey, Jim. How do I like some?
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun.
Change what they feel from what's been. You may have put your
whole life been so mad. Love ain't what you thought it could have been. No, what if we change and you don't feel that good as you used to before? And everything you used to say, everything you used to do, went right out the door.
Thank you. on the internet. The Nicky Rich Show.
All right, you're tuned in to the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest internet show on the planet. And also, we have some upcoming events in 2012. I want to go ahead and let everybody know that Nicky Rich will be hosting the red carpet of CoverGirl Queen Latifah Collection at the Blackout Awards. And it's all founded by celebrity stylist Yancey Edwards, a.k.a. Sheer Insanity. And he honors accomplished individuals behind the scenes of celebrity fashion, beauty, and entertainment. And this will take place on June 12, 2012, in New Jersey at the Suffolk Center. And you can go to the Blackout Awards. To the Blackout Awards, you will get all the information you need, ticket prices and all. And it also has the Blackout Awards from 2011, which was amazing. And Queen Latifah, I'm telling you, she's doing big things, but she will be sponsoring this event. So much love to her and everything. So I'm looking forward to hosting a red carpet. And I have a little information on NickyRichShow.com. If you don't know, you can go there and get it, as well as the website is up. And we also are getting geared up for our one-year anniversary of the Nicky Rich Show. We're excited, which will be April the 5th. Looking forward to that. It's going to be so amazing. We're getting geared up for that. But right now, we want to take a quick break. We're getting geared up for our special guest tonight. So, y'all, we got to, you know, we got to get ready. I love having motivational guests come through. And, you know, it's always good to have positive people come to this platform. That's what it's all about. You know, we love that. That's what it's all about. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right into our guest. Y'all keep it locked. It's the Nicky Rich Show. All right, all right. Welcome back to the Nicki Rich Show. Yes, we have our special guest in the house. Yes, we would like to welcome Eddie Conner Jr. to the Nicki Rich Show. But before we welcome him, I want to give a little information about him. Mr. Eddie Conner Jr. is an inspiring motivational speaker. He is the author of 3 books, Purposefully Prepared to Persevere, Collections of Reflections, and Eton the Icon. And we are glad to welcome Mr. Eddie Conner Jr. to the Nicki Rich Show. How are you doing?
Hey, wonderful, wonderful. Nicki is truly honored to be on the show tonight, and appreciate the opportunity. And, of course, your work speaks volumes, as your audience definitely knows. You're giving us a blueprint tonight for how to hustle, how to work hard, and most definitely how to get results. So I'm glad to be a guest on the show tonight.
Yes, we're glad to have you. I've been, just checking you out, and, I got a chance to see you, get to know you on Twitter. And then, as I was following you, I was like, oh, wow, we really have to have you on, because you are a positive person and you're young and you're doing major things in life right now. You, like they say, have persevered in life. And I'm like, I said, we got to have him on, and I was looking forward to this day. So we're just glad to have you.
Oh, appreciate the opportunity. And, this whole new wave of social media, is where it's at, and one click of a button, we can go from Bangkok to Beijing, China to Brooklyn, it's truly an awesome thing.
And the thing I like about it is it's some outstanding individuals out there. And I was just so glad to come across you on my path and yours as well.
Absolutely. Appreciate that.
Yes. So go ahead and let everybody know where you're from, Eddie.
Oh, most definitely. And you know what? I know you call the show tonight Wind Down Wednesday. But, just for a few minutes, I want to wind up the listeners tonight, if that's all right with you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm from Detroit. I'm raised here in the city, but I also grew up in Kingston, Jamaica. And so I'm definitely repping for the D, but I'm also repping for Kingston, Jamaica, and my island brothers and sisters over in the other part of the third world country. And, just a city boy who's dealt with some certain situations and challenges. And, I grew up in a single-parent divorced family where my mother tried to navigate as a father in some ways, which she couldn't do because she's just a mother in general, but she tried to raise me and my brother as best as she could. And, dealt with one of my greatest challenges that I always talk from and I'm really transparent about is being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 15. And what they say is that every second in America, 2 to 3 people are diagnosed with cancer. And then 1 out of every 1,000 teenagers is diagnosed with cancer as well. And I was one of those teenagers. And so to have to be dealing with certain chest pains as a sophomore in high school and didn't necessarily know what was going on with my body. And I remember being rushed to the hospital January 1st of 1998. And the doctors didn't necessarily know what was going on. They thought it was a punctured lung at first. And story goes that they cut me open after doing an x-ray. And as they cut me open, they see that my cells are growing so fast around my heart, around my trachea, around my esophagus, that they could see my cells growing with the naked eye. And the doctor, after I go through surgery, I feel great. He walks in, he says, young man, you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I'm like, what in the world is that? I've never heard that in my life. He says, you've been diagnosed with cancer. And actually, it was stage 4 cancer. Didn't even know stage 4 cancer was going in my body, the highest stage of cancer. And he says to me, before I'm even able to gather my mind, he says, yo, you got cancer, but don't ask why. I'm like, yo, you're my physician. You're not my psychologist. and for the next 18 months through chemotherapy, radiation. Of course, growing up without a father in my life, him not even visiting me one day in the hospital, people who I thought were with me, who left me for dead, you know, fighting that disease, the physical side of it, but also the psychological. If it's not worse, if it's not as bad, it's even worse to have to go through that. And so to have to keep the faith, to have to be motivated and find the motivation within myself, because I'm talking to you tonight, and if I tell you, yo, I thought I was going to beat it, and I thought I was going to make it every single day of my life for 18 months, I'm lying to you. There were times that I was down. There were times that I was destitute. But I had to find that faith on the inside. I had to rely on God, but also use the strength that I had to beat the disease of cancer. One thing I like about cancer, and I know that sounds strange that I like something about cancer. One thing I like about it, though, is that the first three letters in cancer is can. And that's the mindset that I had to have. That's the mindset anybody has to have to overcome battle situations, scars, heartache, and trials on a daily basis. And so I'm standing, I'm talking to you now as a 14-year cancer survivor, and it's a blessing to be able to bless people through my testimony. And so,
amen.
You know, that's the,
that's,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you battled cancer and you beat it. Now, do you have any problems to this day, or are you just completely healed?
Yes, completely healed. Completely healed. And that's, you know, that's the grace of God. Definitely completely healed. No physical problems. I'm working out every day, eating the right foods. The only problem I have is with sweets. So I need you to pray for me, Nikki. But but no, no problems. It's definitely
no
a blessing.
No Krispy Kreme.
And yeah, definitely gotta, you know, eat the right foods. You know, your body is your temple. And health is wealth. I tell you that all the time. Without it, you're bankrupt. And so you got to take care of your body. You have to live with you for the rest of your life. And if you're going to live with you, you got to make sure, you know, that you have peace, joy, and some sanity on the inside of you. Everything can be insane around you, but at least you got to find some sanity within you. And so it's no good in living long if you're not living well. So
exactly.
It's definitely important.
Now, since this battle you have conquered, what has life been like since then?
Well, you know, life still has its ups and downs, and, you know, it's like the heart monitor. That's how you know you're alive, because of the ups and downs. If everything flatlines around you, you know, that's not a good look, as they say. So there's still challenges. You know, I'm still growing every single day. And I try to look at struggle and find strength in spite of it. And I try to think and flip the negative positively, think positive in a negative situation. And so oftentimes the bigger the battles that we face, the greater the blessings that are on the other side of those battles. We just have to keep moving forward. We have to keep going through, and not just going through, we have to keep growing through certain situations. You know, they say if you're going through hell, just keep going. And so I talk out of my pain. I talk out of my disappointment. I talk out of my that pain that I've had and oftentimes even experienced on the inside, but I find power in spite of it, you know, to move my life to the next level and to move other people's lives. And so writing is therapeutic for me, being able to do interviews like this and just talk with people. I never want to lose the pulse of the struggle or lose the pulse of the things that people are going through and become numb to that. I think it's very important to tap into the silent screams that people are experiencing. You know, we can look at many of the lives of our young people, and just even in Detroit, 75% of our young people are not graduating from high school. The silent screams of what's going on as to why that's not taking place, because of the violence, because of negative childhood development, because there's a connection between illiteracy and incarceration. I think it's very important to talk about ways to find solutions and resolutions to the problems that we're experiencing. And so every day is a struggle, and there's really no bad days. There's only good days and great days. The only bad day is the one you don't get. And so every day that I'm alive, you know, I'm blessed to share that and inspire people through it.
That is so true. Now, do you ever get, and sometimes, you know, you have those modes where you tend to question, you know, why is this happening to me? You know, why me?
Oh, absolutely. You know, probably no greater time than when I was, you know, 15 to 17 years old. You know, why me? To be ostracized and, you know, to feel like, hey, I have modern-day leprosy or something of that nature. Why me is what I continue to ask. But really, as I look at it, you know, hindsight is always, what do they say, is always 20/20. And for me to look back at the situation or various other situations that I've gone through, for me to say not why me, but why not me? You know, there's something on the inside of me that I had to find and I had to discover to say, you know, I can beat this situation. I can overcome this obstacle. There's something on the inside of me that I can muster up enough hope in the face of heartache, that I can not see myself as a victim, but I can see myself as a victor. I got to find that place. I got to discover it. And that whole situation moving from why not me to why, from why me to why not me, is where I discovered that God made a way for me to overcome that obstacle. And I think that's what we all have to look at our situation as. Why not you? God doesn't put more situations on you than you can bear.
No.
There's no need of you, you know, wallowing and putting on a pity party hat and crying and giving up hope. It's time for you to face that fear, to even say, like one of the singers out here said, hello, fear. And to overcome that obstacle and say, I'm not afraid of the situation. The reason I'm going through it is because I can turn this test into a testimony and empower somebody to let them know, hey, you know, this situation that you're going through, you can make it. You can overcome it.
Exactly. You can. You can.
Yeah.
And we know that you have put it all in writing, and you have written purposely prepared to persevere. Now, let everybody know how you got started on that or who influenced you to write purposely prepared to persevere.
Well, you know what? I never wanted to write a book. I'll tell you that much right now. However, my mother is a big inspiration, a big influence in my life, especially growing up. And I wrote that book at the age of 23 as a my senior year of college at Eastern Michigan University. And I never wanted to write the book. I was very obstinate. I did not want to even share my story of overcoming cancer. I wanted to hide it, keep it a secret. That'd just be my little secret of what I've dealt with, so on and so forth, because I was very embarrassed about what I had gone through. And, you know, to be able to empower people through my embarrassment is interesting. And I began to write it, and it just began to be therapeutic for me. I had a lot of bitterness towards my father. I had a lot of bitterness towards people who grew up around me, who never even extended a hand to help me, to fight and to overcome. I was really just fighting that disease all alone. And the story, the whole writing began to be therapeutic. I began to write about what I had gone through. And I began to even take it to another level to inspire people through what I had been through and to let people know that there's a gift on the inside of them, to let people know that they are not on sale and they should never let anybody discount them. I began to let people know that they have a purpose, and this is their time to live with purpose. It's their time to live for purpose and to live on purpose. And so being able to go through the process and go into the recesses of my mind and write about the psychological trials and the situations and the hurts and being left for dead and being at death's door and overcoming that situation. To be able to write about that, I literally put my blood, sweat, and tears into every page, every letter, every word, every line of that book, as well as the other two books that I've written, to just be a blessing to people and to turn, you know, the mess that people have experienced into a message, turn their misery into ministry. And, you know, sometimes you get blessed by doing what you don't feel like doing. And it really became a blessing for me to bless somebody else, because I never wanted to write the book, number one. And then number two, you know, I wasn't trying to profit from it necessarily. I didn't think this was going to be something that, you know, I could get into a lot of people's hands. I just wanted to say, hey, Ma, you know what? I finally finished the project you wanted me to work on. And from there on, I began to write even more. And so, you know, I tell people, you know, you can never walk into your destiny, you know, if you keep living in your history. And you can't open the door to your future until you shut the door on your past. And whatever way that you have to do that, whatever, however many tears you have to cry, however many people you have to leave behind, sometimes you get ahead in life by leaving other folks behind. However way you have to break from your past to find freedom in your life, to find joy, to find self-love, to find self-esteem and self-confidence, is whatever you're going to have to do. You're going to have to make up in your mind to move forward by any means necessary. And, you know, we're in 2012 now. This is a leap year. We got 366 days this year. And since it is a leap year, it's important for the person who's listening to me tonight, it's important for you to jump into your purpose, and it's important for you to leap into leadership, and it's important for you to run with your vision more than ever before. This is your time to move forward in spite of the negativity, in spite of the pain of the past, in spite of the problems that you've experienced. You can overcome that. You can rise above the ashes. You can be the rose that grows to the concrete and say, hey, you know, look at me now. After all I've been through, I'm still here, and I'm here for a reason, because I have a purpose, and
yes,
I'm going to chase my dreams and make it happen.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. Now, Eddie Connor Jr., what can we expect from you in 2012?
You know, what you can expect from me, you can definitely expect another book. I'll tell you that much.
I see you. You know what I really see you? I see you in a movie. You know,
wow.
Making one of those
really?
Books a movie. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, a life story.
You know what? That's definitely something I want to do. A life story. I've tossed that around in my mind, and it's great for somebody to see in you what you might not see in you, or what you might have put in the back of your mind to rebirth that vision again. So, you know, I appreciate you saying that. That's definitely something that's in the back of my mind. Maybe I can holler at Derek Terry about that.
Yes, holler at him. He can be the actor.
right, absolutely.
Yes, most definitely. That's awesome.
Yes,
now,
you can do.
In case they want to purchase any of your books, where could they go to? Your website link, or your Twitter, Facebook, anything you would like to give out to our listeners?
Almost definitely. I want you to go to one of the biggest, baddest, and boldest blogs and sites on the web. That's eddieconner.com.
Yes.
Of course, Nikki Rich holds it down, but I'm right slightly behind her. I want you to check it out, eddieconner.com, eddieconnor.com. There's no way that you can go there and not be inspired. It's interactive. It's inspirational. You'll
see
my blog. I do videos all the time. You'll see some folks who like to look at little folk gallery, so on and so forth. You can get that there. Also, my books are there. You can download any of my ebooks for no more, I should say, than $2.99. That's the highest priced ebook on there, and then you can get any of my books, the hard copy, paperback, or whatever the case may be, for just $9.99. You can get all those books there. I'm telling you, there's no way that you can read those books or go there and not be inspired. You'll see my Twitter at Eddie Conner Jr., mm-hmm. Facebook Eddie Conner Jr., and you'll find out ways, you'll find tips on how to be successful and really push your vision to the next level through hard work and hustle. I want to get you motivated. I want to, you know, encourage you and let you know that you can turn your tragedy into triumph, your obstacles into opportunities. And I put on my Twitter that I said, opportunity has a favorite song. And that song is On to the Next One. Why is that? Because if you let it pass, that's exactly what it'll do. It'll move on to the next person. It'll move on to the next door because you'll miss it. And so every single day we get 24 hours, 12 hours to mind our business, 12 hours to take care of business, but 0 hours to mind somebody else's business. And that's what we need to do this year. Focus on the future that we have. Focus on the empowerment that's on the inside of us. And focus on ways that we can empower other people around us and in our communities. And so eddieconner.com, that's it again, eddieconner.com. Check it out.
Awesome. Most definitely. And well, you know what? We got to have you back to come speak again. You know, it seems like it's not enough time. So
right,
we got to have
enough.
You back, you know, and just speak to the people, you know, like you was talking just, you know, about through motivation. We need that. You just never know, you know, what type of day a person is having, and they just turn on the Nicki Rich show, and there you go. Eddie is on, you know, so it would be nice to have you back.
Oh, I'd love to be. I'd love to be. Let's definitely, you know, make that happen in the future. And, you know, of course, I appreciate you, Nicki. I mean, you know, I just respect your hustle. I respect your grind. I respect what you're doing. And I respect the opportunity and the platform that you provide to individuals like myself through music, through business, through whatever venture that they have. For you to provide that platform, you know, I can't thank you enough for doing that for myself as well as other people who are trying to get out their dreams and push forward. So everybody listen, make sure you support Nicki Rich. Make sure you spread the word because this lady is making it happen and she's doing big things in 2012 and beyond. And of course, I heard you talking about the one-year anniversary coming up. And, of course, shout-outs to you on that. And, you know, I'm just, you know, just flabbergasted just that. It's just 1 year, and you're making it happen, you know, like this.
Oh, yes.
And so the
April,
best is yet to come on your end.
Yes.
April 5th, you said?
Huh?
Oh, April's a good month. April's a good month. April 5th, because
yes,
that's two
April
days before
5th.
My birthday, so that's a good month.
When your birthday?
April 7th, April 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you
absolutely.
So much. It's been a pleasure. And what we always say to our guests, we wish you all the best, much love, and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
God bless you, too. Appreciate you. Much love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Call me the captain as I sail away into the horizon. Gonna keep on fighting. Call me the captain as I sail away into the horizon. We're gonna keep on fighting.
Call me the captain as I set sail on this journey, and I can see into the distance. I'm destined to reach my destination. I'm blessed that I survived through the storms and these murky waters, the voyage that no other man could talk of. I followed the direction of my compass to discover something new, no Columbus. And that's the motion in the ocean, that's my blood flow and my heartbeat, I'll never let go. And this is just the start, I move forever lost, and I'm in charge of my own ship. And so I've gotta keep floating, and as the tide rises, I've gotta keep fighting. I'm seeing the horizon, it's like heading for the stars.
Call me the captain. as I sail away into the horizon, we're gonna keep on fighting. Call me the captain as I sail away into the horizon, we're gonna keep on fighting.
Huh, we're never gonna stop fighting. It's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get back up and keep shining. About to take over, call me Viking. I know we come a long way, I give him my heart and soul. Better know that I won't stray with my musical ego. I'm Blackbone Sailors, creating a status. Here to crash of the waves, I know the title is vital. It's no time to be idle, and I'm glad to be part of this industry. I will represent to fly my flag high, huh. UK to overseas, cause I believe my dreams, so let's make it happen. And say, aye aye, captain, captain, aye aye, captain, captain. I'm exploring this music world, and I'm leading my own life, so I said, sail. I'm exploring this music world. Call me the captain.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. You already know it is the hottest radio station on the planet. And tonight we have Wind Down Wednesdays. And we also have our second guest in the building. This is a special night, y'all. We always bring the hottest guests. And tonight we have Derrick Terry in the house. I want to give you a little information about him before we get on this, you know, get a chance to talk about him and his upcoming project. Man, I'm so excited about it. I want to let everybody know that Mr. Derrick Thomas, he has been in several different soap operas, which include The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, Passions, General Hospital. He has also had several independent projects and a few guest spots on TV, for example, Monk, Law and Order, and Criminal Minds as of 2012. And right now, I would like to welcome our special guest for tonight, Derrick Terry. What's going on? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for the great introduction. I feel honored.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. We're glad to have you. Yes, I'm so excited.
I appreciate it.
Yes. You know, as I was reading, I was talking about the different soap operas. You are involved in film, soap operas, commercials, a little bit of everything.
Right
now. I mean, you're doing big things. And, you know, and you are in most of my favorite shows, that is, as well. You know, I love Passions and Law and Order. I mean, the Bold and Beautiful, all.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I've been in this industry for a pretty long time, originally from Atlanta, and moved to New York for a year, and now out in Los Angeles for the past 14 years. So the road as far as TV shows, as far as film, independent films, soap operas, and what I have coming up this year is a process altogether.
interested. So speaking of this year, what current projects are you working on right now?
As of now, I am in the middle of doing a stage production called Nubia, that's spelled N-U-B as in boy, I-A-H, and it is a play, a stage production that's going to be at the West Los Angeles Performing Arts Theater next month, February 11th, and it is about King Shaka, King Hannibal, doing the African time, Northern African, South Africa and North Africa, B.C. and A.D. time. And I'm playing King Hannibal during a B.C. time. That's going to start February 11th, two shows, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. for the entire month of Black History Month. And after that, I'm going to London to do two episodes for the second season of Cinemat's Strike Back. That's going to air probably in the fall of this year. So I'll be in London for probably about 2 or 3 weeks doing that as well. Those are the next two projects I have coming up.
Well, that is amazing. That is amazing, going all the way to London. Wow. You know, how did you feel when you first got, you know, that call to be going to London for that project?
Well, it's everything I do. Everything is just an audition or a callback or getting a gig is all a blessing. So I'm honored to being able to travel to London, and it's a blessing to be able to just work in this industry, which I love so much, no matter what the type project it is, no matter if it's an independent project or a feature film or a TV show, to be able to show my skills and my talent with what I have coming up and what I've been doing over the past several years is definitely a blessing altogether.
That's amazing. And I know that during this year you are also being launching a new brand website called Daylink Destination.
Right. My website right now is called DerrickTerry.com. That's spelled D-A-R-R-I-C, Terry, T as in Tom, E-R-R-Y.com. And that website is going on right now. And, of course, I'm on Twitter under I Am Derrick Terry. But Derrick's Destination website is a website that's going to take to the next level when it comes down to clips of things I've done, also my acting reel, also voiceover, things I've done in the past, because I also do voiceovers as far as I did a Smithsonian and a Animal Planet voiceover spot. And with this particular website of Derrick's Destination, it's going to also show you what I have planned for the future, which mainly is going to be I'm making my way into doing more action things when it comes down. Being more of an action type actor, I think there's a lack of, from what I've seen, a lack of African-American black actors in this decade that I think Hollywood and I think the public needs when it comes down to doing action movies.
I agree. I so heartily agree. And you also done promos for the NFL as well, voiceover promos for the NFL.
Right. Exactly. I did a promo for NFL a few years ago. Well, actually several years ago. During the playoff time. Also did a commercial for, it was a playing football player for the college playoffs many years
okay.
ago as well.
Amazing. I mean, you are doing major things in 2012. You already got it all lined out. That's what I'm talking about. And I really like that Derrick Destination, because it's like it's, you're thinking, you know, not just sometimes we get on our stages where we just thinking worldly or, you know, I mean, you're taking it to a next level.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, there are several things that I want to do, and I look at what's lacking as far as the industry and where I can fit in as far as what I can bring to the table that's different than anybody else. And branding Derrick's Destination includes, like I said, mainly doing the action thing. You know, we had in the 80s, we had Carl Weathers. At one time, we had Michael Jai White. We had Wesley Snipes. But for the past 10, 15 years, give or take, I think there's been a lack of black action stars. And that's something that I want to bitch off into when it comes down to that.
That's amazing. Now, is there any other actors that you are looking to, come together and collab or, on several different projects or, any upcoming projects?
I'm always, open to working with different actors. Some of my favorite, of course, that I would love to work with includes, everybody from Al Pacino to Robert De Niro. I would say right now my favorite for the past several years, many years, ever since the mid-90s, has been Don Cheadle. One very, probably the most underrated actor I've seen in the past 15 years. And, of course, I have a screenplay that I'm writing with one of my friends right now. I'm working on doing that and hopefully getting that pitched to a couple of studios later on this year as well.
Exactly. Now, I got a chance to check out your site and, gain more insight on you. And I got a chance to learn that, your name has meaning. Derek Terry, both names have meaning, by the way. Let everybody know what Derek and Terry mean.
Well, it's mainly a Greek mythology name. My mother had, I guess, imagination by leaving out the E and putting in an A and leaving out the K. But it means leader as far as the name, both names. So a lot of times people get confused about what's my first name. They call me Terry and sometimes Derek and having two first names. But it means a great leader when it comes down to the name itself.
Awesome. And, I know you are, you're a very handsome man. you look like a model. Have you ever thought about modeling or anybody came to you about modeling? Because, all your photos are modeling pictures.
When I was younger, I got approached in Atlanta. When I was, of course, doing my acting thing as well, I get approached every now and then to do more fitness modeling. I've been approached a couple of times to do more of a fitness sports. I was approached last year as far as men's fitness, maybe doing an article on me because of the way I'm built, of course. I get approached all the time when it comes down to doing some type of fitness ad or something when it comes down to that.
Okay.
And I'm open to it. I'm open to any opportunity that comes my way.
That's something I think you will be great in. I mean, you're very photogenic. Very photogenic.
I appreciate that, Nikki.
You are wearing so many hats right now. I mean, how do you handle it?
It's one of those things you just got to take it for what it is. When you step into this business, you have to understand not only are you an actor, a musician, whatever you decide to do as an entertainer, you have to take on as yourself in a corporation. And you want to give yourself as many opportunities as possible. So eventually, when I first got into this industry, my main focus was doing acting. And then someone approached me, of course, a few years ago by doing voiceovers because of my voice. And then someone approached me considering the fact how much time I spend in the gym and how many years I've been working out. Someone approached me when it comes down to doing fitness. So it really, you take it for what it is and you try to balance it out. And the further you go in your career, you're going to get approached when it comes down to different things and you just try to balance it and incorporate it out into your life as much as you can.
Exactly. Now, is there anything right now you are, anything special you hope to be able to accomplish?
Well, I would say that my immediate goal within the next few years is that I want to, of course, be able to be in a position to be nominated for an Oscar. Not only being nominated for an Oscar, but actually winning an Oscar. That is one of my media goals within the next, I would say, 2 to 5 years or less, is being in that type of category of A-list actors and getting an opportunity to work across from other wonderful actors and showing my talent and being able to, you know, not just be nominated, but, of course, win. Nomination is great, but, of course, we all want to win. So that is one of my things that I want to do as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You are succeeding in 2012. That's it. Do you have any slogans that you always let everybody know, or any, what is it, motivational things you always saying?
My thing as far as motivation is I'm all about, you know, positive vibes and good energy. That's my biggest thing. I have this, I got into thinking whatever you think is what you bring to the table. So if you think positive and if you look ahead instead of behind and then visualize a lot of the most successful people, they have the vision first. And they had a vision first in their head. But once you speak it and put it out there, of course, that vision, you can make it into a reality. So I have incorporated that type of lifestyle when it comes down to just having that positive, great vibe when it comes down to things I want to do. And not only things I want to do, but surrounding myself around people that think the same way. I remember someone telling me that successful people are people that they take lack of sleep because they prefer to be successful instead of sleeping, of course. And that's how I feel. I have time to, I have time to sleep later. Sleep is a little bit overrated for me. So, you know, if I have to stay up and work on my screenplay or read my lines and I'm up for sometimes 21 to 22 hours, I need only 1 hour of sleep, 2 hours of sleep. I want to do that. Get to where I need to go.
Well, that's amazing. You know, I always wanted to know how is it everybody, some people, some actors that I've talked to, it's kind of easy. How is it reading those screenplays and memorizing? I mean, it seems like it would be very challenging to me. I mean, because I've seen books.
Screenplays. I think the hardest thing for an actor a lot of times is getting into that mindset and that practice of knowing your lines. Everyone is not blessed with a photographic memory, of course. So the more you do it, everyone has their own method when it comes down to how to memorize the lines, but you find what works for you. Of course, doing theater is a lot harder, in my opinion, memorize lines and doing television and film because you can always edit, cut when it comes down to if you forget your line when it comes down to doing film. Theater, you have to do by yourself. So if you're in a play for 2-3 hours and you're in that play or that theater project for that period of time, that is a very intense moment when it comes down to knowing your lines. But everyone has their thing. You know, for me, what works for me, I constantly read a part of a script and go back over it 3 or 4 times, and I move on. And I've been able to do that pretty easily over the matter of several years, but it takes work, it takes practice.
It does. It really does. And it's hard. I know it's a challenge because I cannot. I know I couldn't do it. But I commend you on all your success and all the, you know, goals that you have accomplished thus far. And, you know, like I said, 2012, this is the year.
Right.
And,
yeah,
you
this
know,
is the year I really
want to
make
year.
A statement.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said this is the year I really want to make a statement more than ever before. You know, a lot of things that I've been working on that maybe didn't pan out in the past few years because it fell apart out of my own hands. But this is the year I really want to make a statement as far as the things I plan on bringing, you know, as far as in the industry.
Exactly. And, you know, just to let you know, if there's any way that, you know, anything you would like for us to get out to our listeners and, you know, put up on the site of what you got going on, videos, anything, just feel free to, you know, send us links or send us the information we need and we will get it out there. It's all about support and that's what we're here for.
Okay. I appreciate it, Nikki. I'm sure that I will be sending you some stuff very soon, within another, probably the next few weeks or the next month or so,
okay,
the things I'm working on. And also when it comes down to clips of things I've done when Darius Definitions launches, and also when later on this year when the episodes of Strike Back is on Cinemax, I make sure I, you know, send you all that information.
Yes, most definitely, because we want everybody to know what you got going on, and we just want to keep them updated. And, you know, that's what it's all about. We just want to continue to support. We don't want you to be a stranger at the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to keep up with you and everything that you are doing and, you know, continue to support you.
Okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving me this time to promote myself and give me this time to speak to your listeners, which I'm sure are great listeners and able to support me in my career. And, you know, like I said, all your listeners follow me on Twitter. It's under I am Darrick Terry. That's spelled D as in David, A-R-R-I-C, Terry, T as in Tom, E-R-R-Y. So I am Darrick Terry on the Twitter is where I am probably 90% of the time. You can follow me on there, and you can also watch out for Darrick's Definition. Probably coming in April as well.
Awesome. And Derek, just so you know, you can always go back and listen to this show, this episode, on iTunes for free. So if you're working out or, you know, driving and you want to play, hook your iPod up, you can listen to this episode.
I will definitely do that, Nikki. I appreciate it. Thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show. And, you know, thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I look forward to speaking with you very soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Shadows on my footprints just won't let me back. No more apologies, it's over, time to get it. Told you to your face that I regret it, time to let it go. It's time now, I forgive me. I really meant it when I said it, give me credit for the progress that I made. Better charge it to the game.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Root Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Wow, tonight has been Wind Down Wednesdays, but it's been motivated Mondays. Man, we have really gotten it in tonight with Eddie Connor Jr. and Derek Perry. It's been a great night. Yes, it has. I really enjoyed it, and it's been good to talk with two motivational and inspirational, you know, just leaders in the entertainment industry right now. And I'm just so excited about it. That's all I can say. But I want to let everybody know we on Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow we have pro basketball player Jonathan Jackson. He will be coming through, and we'll be talking about the projects that he's working on as well. I'm looking forward to that, yes. And everybody, if you want to listen to this episode, you can always go back. Like I said, we're on iTunes for free. You can download for free. Or you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRitchShow. We also have a link on our site, which is NikkiRitchShow.com. And you can learn about Mr. Eddie Connor Jr. there and Derek Perry as well. And we do have them featured on our site, so you can go learn some more about those guys. And also, we also have our featured guest and featured artist, which is Devon Soul. And we also have Young World. They are our two feature artists for this month. It's been great. You know, we've been playing their music, and just a few minutes ago, you heard Devon Soul Insane, and they have really been doing big things. Our independent artists, man, doing major, major things. But right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to wind things down here at the Nikki Red Show. Y'all have to keep it locked.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Whoa.
Look up the 403 Mob,
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay, okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
.com.
Nikki Reed.
All right, we are winding things down here tonight on the Nikki Reed Show. It's been truly a blessing to be here tonight and to talk with some highly prominent guests on the Nikki Reed Show. Right now, I want to just take out the time and thank you, listeners, for all your support, because without you, we would not be here. And y'all are really supporting the Nikki Rich Show, and it's really, really growing. I would like to thank everybody for, you know, just tuning in from everywhere, all over the world. You're calling in, you're in the chat room. People are on cell phones. I mean, it's crazy, and the numbers are getting outrageous. And we are so blessed because the show is expanding, it's growing. We are looking for interns. So if you would like to be a part of a positive platform with a great network, looking to network and freelance, that is, we're looking for interns. But anyone who's looking to network and work and be a part of our, you know, movement, this positive movement we got on, we open up the doors for you guys. All you have to do is email your information, which is NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Again, that's NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And also, yesterday we had Xavier Pope which is a sports entertainment lawyer and media personality, come through. So you can always listen to his episode in the archives. You can go back and listen to that as well. But, yeah, we're winding it down. It's been a pleasure. And as we always say, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. God bless you all. And tune in tomorrow. I'm Nikki
Rich. The Nikki Rich Show.